So I'll need this, right? Because
I don't. You don't, yeah, you don't need the headphones. You're good.
I can't hear anything out of it.
And you're going to be the testing dummy, anyways. I think I'll do my shoulder and everything. But you guys ready to rock?
Yeah, go for it.
Boom. Welcome back, everybody. We got an absolute all-star cast. Dr. Eric Serrano, Dr. Ken Kanak, and Dr. Dylan Seeley, some of the biggest brains in the business. Super excited to have the boys on. We're going to chop it up about some of Ken's new toys, just his witchery magic craft that it is.
But the voodoo stuff.
Voodoo stuff, but it's really, really special in my eyes. Yes. Just the application of it's going to be really fun. We're going to do some demonstrations. So if you're just listening, let's go ahead and check out the YouTube as well. And make sure I'm on camera too. But we'll be moving around. But boys, what's going on?
Go ahead, Ken, because I was at home peacefully, staying at home, not doing nothing. I get a phone from Kanak and they say, Eric, I'm coming over. I got to show you something new. I got something cool. I go, oh my God, here we go again. He comes home and I was blown away. I had to call Dylan and say, Dylan, Ken has a new machine. That's when I say, you got to come and try this stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I can barely move my left hip. I can bend it maybe 90 degrees, and then I cannot do anything else with it. I cannot push up. I have pain. That's okay. I'm not going to do anything about it. But here comes Ken. Says, oh, don't worry about it. He measured my range of motion. I had like 25 degrees external rotation or lateral flexion.
Yeah.
So I was laughing, and he brings this little yellow ring. I don't know where it is here, but... I think I want to show it to you guys.
We got it on display. Can we get the name of the machine?
Yeah, so, this is the Seeley. Hold on. There we go. this is the Seeley Sorin, and it's a gamma PEMF. So a lot of people have the magnetic field therapy units, but they're
massive.
Yeah, they're big, and they can be small, but with this one here, the difference is that it goes into the gamma range. So if we think of sleep cycles, so we got, you know, delta, theta, alpha, and then beta. And beta is like where we are right now. Yep. Alpha is more of a dream state, you know, around 8 to 10 hertz. Beta is, you know, around 15, maybe 20. And then gamma is around 40 to 50. It can go 30 to 50. And so no device has ever been devised to do gamma, which is on the brain. So the person that developed this was Dr. Norm Seeley. He's a medical doctor. He's a neurosurgeon. And if anyone knows, the TENS machine that people use, yep, transcutaneous electrical neural stimulation. And so it's good for pain modulation. It doesn't necessarily fix anything, but it's more for pain. And then so he developed it in the 1960s. And when a major company, you know, stole the patent, and so they sold it, you know, literally millions. And Norm's like, yeah, whatever. So then at that time, he was also doing focusing on chronic pain. So he would actually surgically insert a TENS machine into people's backs to modulate pain because there really wasn't anything else. It's called dorsal column stimulation, which he doesn't do anymore. He opened up the first chronic pain clinic in 1972. I've met him many times, been to his clinic many times, just a super brilliant individual as far as always creating what's the next thing you can do the alternative-wise for chronic pain. And he just recently released this in the last year, and I picked it up a month ago, over Christmas time, a couple months ago, and just been playing around with it a little bit, but I'm by myself, so I don't know what to do. And I thought, well, I'm going to get the largest skeptic on the planet.
There we go.
Eric, you know, and let's just play. For me, it doesn't really matter if something works or doesn't work. I'm not attached to anything. But if it does work, how and then where and then how well does it work? And how can you actually implement it? So we've just been playing around with this. And with we listened to one of the videos with Dr. Norm Seeley, and what happens is that the resting neurological state is minus 70 millivolts, correct?
Correct.
Now, if it goes, he was saying if it goes up to minus 40, that's a problem, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the higher, or the basically as closer you get to zero, you get into real problems, fibromyalgia. What else happens when you're at that state?
It depolarizes much faster. So essentially you're just staying on edge, you're a little bit tighter. I mean, it just becomes hypersensitive, and that's where all the fibromyalgia and everything arises out of that.
What are some causes that get you to that level?
Trauma.
Yeah. Okay. Trauma is a big one. Stress.
Trauma, drugs.
Yeah.
And yeah. Depolarization means that the cells gets more positive.
Yeah.
Basically.
So it's going from minus 70 up to minus 40.
Which means closer to zero.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it. So as he does that, that's how you create action potential. Once you get to zero, then you get your action potential. Is that correct?
Yeah. So essentially you go from negative 70, it shoots back up over zero, then comes right back down. So that's why we have like a resting state after that.
Okay.
So that's why like
acupuncture. The body's an electrical yeah. back, and it's controlled by potassium, sodium, influx and outflux. So it creates a current.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how this machine seems to work, which I mean, I have dealt with machines that alleviate some of the pain. I never had something, and like I said, I'm a skeptical, so I always want to prove Ken wrong, you know, that's how we argue. And I'm thinking, you know, there's no way I'm gonna not have no pain. But here I am, and I'm like, there's no way. So I say, no, put it here. And then he just put it in front of my hip, and I'm like, no way, hold it, put it through my leg. And he put it on my leg. Well, hold it. There's no way that this works. So I took it off, just hold it right there. And let me hold it. And I started telling Ken, I want to try all these things. And every single time the machine worked, we went to the point that we're measuring the distance the machine will work or affect joints.
Yeah, about 18 inches away.
And it was 18 inches away from me. Once we go past that, then it didn't affect me. But I'm telling you, I cannot flex my hip 90 degrees or push off.
Well, let's show this right now.
Just for some explanation. One, this is like a 8-inch diameter ring. That's kind of like the rings you throw in the pool for kids. Exactly what it looks like.
Absolutely.
And in proximity, it's like it was increasing range of motion, which we'll show here in a second. But for my little brain, like obviously I understand a little bit about EMFs and those kind of things, like what proximity I can actually damage you or help you. Obviously, this is the complete inverse of that. Mm-hmm. So like that, just understanding that the proximity is a deal.
Absolutely. So the farther away you're from it, the less electrical magnetic field you have. So the closer you are, the better it is, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the machine yet, which I'm going to, I called Dylan because I know Dylan in 2 weeks will have the patent on the machine. He will have memorized how it works, how it fires, and Dylan would school me on it. So,
and I'll just put the lotion on the skin and just say, thank you, Dylan.
So I'll take credit for it. I told Dylan, thank you. But no, I mean, I was so impressed. I said, man, Brian, you're going to come and try it. What's impressive is because you're also skeptical because I was telling you, and then you, let me do my shoulder. And you're like, what? And it's just that takes your pain away.
Yeah. Why don't we do it on Brian first?
Cool. Perfect.
Well, let's do it on Brian first. So they can see what it does.
Here,
you do it. So you can do it.
So he just move.
Okay.
And then you do it on him.
Yeah, we don't need the headphones aren't working anyways. Just the microphones, people.
Okay.
You want to hold on, let's spin that camera around so you can actually see it.
Do I move the camera or do I do it the same? The chair's in there.
You want the phone too or no?
No, the phone's just for...
You're stuck on him now.
Yeah. And then I'll probably just use the audio from the camera.
Be easiest. Boom. Okay.
Okay. So we're just going to check the range of motion. I don't know if it's going to... Yeah. Slider will just attack so we don't need the fireplace. Okay.
So Brian, do you have any problem with your shoulder, first of all?
I've separated this one twice, two third degrees, and you can see here it stops.
So it stops right about here. That's a hard stop.
So... Do you have any pain there, but you feel the restriction?
No pain, but definitely restriction, and it's definitely a hard stop.
So turn it on. So the cycle is 5 hertz to 56 hertz. So that's and so it goes through the entire cycle from 5 up to 56 and then back down, and it cycles through. And there's a lot of reasons why they did that. So we just put the ring. So the pulse magnetic field actually comes out this way.
Oh, interesting.
As far as I understand. Now, with this one, I don't know, to be honest. And I'll have to talk to Norm. We're going to see if we can get Norm Shealy to come to Swiss.
Awesome. Then he's putting my arm through the pool ring.
Yeah, through the pool ring.
And it just increased 70 degrees range of motion. Yeah.
I mean, he can actually scratch his back now, which is insane. I mean, and
that's crazy.
And you try. I was trying to stop it, and I just feel so good. Now, wait a second, Brian. Stay right there because I want to show you.
Oh.
We start doing this, But, I, you know, and I know Kinaki put it on me. I said, oh, what if I put it on my head? So let's put it on your head to see what happens.
So motor patterns happen in the brain, correct, Dylan?
Yep.
So in order for him to move his shoulder, what part of the brain is he actually utilizing? Motor cortex?
Yeah, motor cortex. Well,
the cerebellum.
Doc, put that headset on right here, okay. And you'll hear everybody too.
Yeah. So essentially, sure motor cortex, cerebellum will go through upper motor lower motor neurons, or the lower motor neurons to kind of smooth out that process. So you're looking at extrapyramidal and pyramidal tracts. Okay. Going from there.
Here goes the nerd. I knew it.
So let's see.
So now no ring and the same hard stop.
Yeah. Essentially, the neurological safe gate.
So now we're going to put the ring on Ryan's brain.
We have the ring on the head, on the frontal. And also in the posterior, so cerebellum.
For the listeners, yeah. In the YouTube, you'll be able to see what we're doing, actually.
And that's even farther, isn't it? Yeah, wow.
And that's actually what happened to me when we tried it that way. Yeah, we put it on our hip, it worked excellent, but then on the head, it worked even better.
160 degrees.
So the question is that do we create patterns when we have pain that we protect our own joint or body, which it does? We hurt ourselves. We start limping and we start contracting the arm or the back, whatever we hurt. And this breaks down that protective mechanism or amplifies what Dylan was talking about, the cerebellum and the frontal cortex, to be able to improve that range of motion or the strength or whatever it is. And actually, one thing that we also did, because Dylan and Kinakin have all kind of little toys and whatever they call those things, and you can measure the strength of it. And
medical devices.
So, well, they call them medical devices. I know what I call that. But then we measured the amount of strength that you can apply to the, in my case, was my hip, which it was incredible. Actually, you know what, Brian, go sit over there because now, Ken, do you have the force?
Yeah, essentially it's a force plate. It's just a transducer. Yeah, so you're essentially looking at force plate, peak force, rate of force development.
We got this on camera. Keep it on camera.
You might break that camera if it looks at you any longer.
Yeah. So now we're going to measure the strength that he can apply to the shoulder.
Oh, right here, Kenny.
I
don't think he has a problem.
I know, but I just want to see because...
No, he doesn't.
But wait a second. I want you to get resistance.
But no, he's strong enough.
Even going backwards. Because...
Wasn't there a 10-pound difference out there?
I don't know. You push him forward. Kenny, pushing forward?
No. He's more
strong. What happened? You pushing forward? Nothing?
No.
Steady? So he's strong.
But it's restricted.
So in this case, he didn't change the strength.
My left shoulder may be worse.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're going to test. We didn't do this, so we're not prepared for this. So now we're testing the left shoulder.
No, he's good. I just get pain there.
So he got pain now. So put the ring there to see what happens. So here he has pain, which is funny. We didn't try this before we were doing this, so we're going to find out what happens to him.
Push up.
No pain.
Nope.
So that is what is impressive about this device, that there's no pain. By the way, we're not making any money. We're not selling you anything. We're just trying to give you new information that is impressive, and you guys to be aware out there. So today, hopefully, we'll teach you something that if you have somebody with pain, or a injury, you guys can look up something or call Dr. Kinakin, and I will give you guys Dr. Seely's personal number today too. Hold on.
We'll get that too. But so now when we look at this increased range of motion that we do get and the less pain, that how do you start to apply this like in your head?
So I think part of it is you could start doing rehabilitation.
Yeah.
So and so if you're going to be doing any stretching, so that would be a protocol for that. If you're going to be doing any strength training, you know, so there's so much, it's unlimited.
Yeah,
we don't know now. By the time we get to the Suez, we'll have a new encyclopedia written on this.
Yeah.
Actually, that's the cool protocol thing about it now. Things that I can think about it, okay, I have full range of motion when I'm using it, so I put the ring on and I start doing full range of motion.
Well, let's
now,
show.
Yeah.
I want to put on my head
and then
to see if I break that pattern of protecting myself. So I'm going to do a test. I don't know if it's going to be there. Well, this is
it's on the big camera, yeah.
Okay. I can...
Can you see it?
Yeah, yeah, the big camera. Like.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go, and I start having pain out right there. I'm kind of locked. and I have to force my knee up to put it up there. Now, I cannot push. That hurts really bad. Unless I help myself do it, then I can do it. I cannot do that.
Can you do it now? No.
Yeah, for those of you listening, he was struggling to even just do a box step up onto the chair. And he's trying to do a single leg step up and it failing miserably.
It hurts. Yeah. Okay.
It hurts. I can't do it. You know.
Okay. So he's going to...
So now... Doc has the ring now and he's stepping up.
I'm going to put it on my head because this is the cool thing.
No, do the leg first.
The leg first. Okay, he's placing it on his quad.
Okay. The sad part is, as soon as I collect...
He can reach the top of the chair now.
No pain. And actually, I'm able to push off without pain. Now, you guys can see that, but this is what is so cool. I put this on my head. In my Maximus brain here.
Yeah, watch the cord length, yeah.
I hold it. Watch this. This is so cool. I come here. I put my leg, no problems, right?
Steps up, no problem, no pain. And
I'm going to step up. I have the microphone there.
Without hands, does a box step up?
No pain, no nothing.
No pain, very cool.
And what is happening that it changing my pain threshold to that level that I have no pain? So, I mean, I'm being a pussy. Because nothing is changing. I mean, the only thing is changing is my nervous system because this is actually making it. Now, when I do put on my head, I feel a little pressure. Not because the ring, but I feel something on my head. I don't know. I can explain it.
Well, it's transcutaneous, so it'd be no different than transcutaneous stimulation.
That's true.
Which is the alpha stim. You're stimulating through the pulse magnetic field instead of using electrical charge.
But I want to put this in simple words. If I cannot do a bicep curl, now my muscle is not working. I cannot do a curl, right? Now I can do a curl because I have this on my arm. I'm able to develop my muscles because I'm doing movement on that muscle, which might later help me with isometric holds. Helping with my strength is, and I can do rehab. This is incredible. I can do post surgical rehab because now actually, hey, I have pain when I move it.
It's actually crazy when you hold the ring up to the mic, you get kind of like this. Woo, woo, woo.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why it's, well, you hold that.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's fine. But,
no, I don't want to get electrocuted here. I'm making fun of that. So here's something that you can actually find out when you come to the Swiss. What have we been doing with it? What we're trying to do with it? What kind of testing we're doing? What kind of protocols we're going to implement with this? And maybe the inventor of this device, medical device, will come and speak at this.
Well, let's sit down and hype up the Swiss because I'd love to talk about it too.
One more thing. So Eric, when he did, so just actually put it on your head.
Okay.
Placing the ring back on Doc's head before he performs a step up again.
Take it off. I have sandals.
Okay. So that's easy.
Step up, no pain, full range of motion.
Go into a flexion.
Oh, that's right. So I have no meniscus. I don't have no meniscus left. So I was thinking when I was doing it, my hip doesn't hurt. I can do it. But at the end of my range of motion there, I can feel the pressure on my knee, right? So I told him, damn, that's weird. By the way, I'm taking the ring off. I'm going to put my knee. Watch this. This is weird. This is really cool.
Full range of motion, no pain, hey?
No pain.
Nothing. I don't feel the pressure of bottom bone. So,
but
the question is this good or bad? Because now I don't have that pain that is telling me, right. Am I joint in range of motion is here? Don't go beyond that. So, that's what we need to investigate and we'll find out.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then we...
So, do it on me now.
Oh, yeah. So, this is very cool.
Let's go.
Because, of course, if I'm the guinea pig now, I'm skeptical... And I cannot deal with it. I want to freaking do it to Kenny.
So we'll do the range.
So Kenny's old, you know, he benches all the time like a stupid power lifter. Sorry, guys. So then.
But look at those pecs and triceps, though. Yeah.
So he's locked. The only way I can do is if I hurt him. I mean, I'm cranking on him.
Locked at 70 degrees, though, we're calling that, Dale.
So he's locked on the right shoulder. So now we grab the ring. And by the way, we played with this enough, so, I mean, this is insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing. Well, we play...
Full now, range of motion. His elbow is hitting his ear.
I want to hold the ring, and I'm going to put it about 8 inches off him.
Still working, even though it's not his arm's not through the ring. Yeah.
That's what's crazy. Once we put on the head,
And that, and actually Ken can feel it, but he said it just
yeah,
it's just crazy.
That's bananas.
And the same thing, even in the front.
Yeah, he's limited about here.
Yeah. And yeah, full range of motion.
Now, can you hold it on the tip of your hand? Hold it on your arm, on your hand. Still working. It's just crazy.
So the ring is not magnetic. I actually have no idea. So it's yellow. It's, this is a rubber coating. I have no idea.
What, we don't know if it's waterproof. Yeah. We don't know anything.
Yeah. But yeah, well, the reason I said magnetic is because Ken also has his magnets that he uses. And yeah. He's opened up my shoulders beautifully as well there too. Yeah.
So we actually experimented with the magnets and the ring. But we don't want to tell you. You got to come to the Swiss.
You got to come to the Swiss, baby.
Yes.
Do we have locked in dates for the Swiss here in Columbus
October
again?
October 20th and 21st in Columbus, Ohio. Same place, the Hilton at Easton.
Awesome. Yeah, boys are rolling.
With, by the way, we have new people that are going to come,
yeah,
which is very, very cool. And actually,
we'll let him hype it up. But as a first time Swiss attendee, was that your first Swiss too, Dill?
No, I was I've been a couple now. So I came originally in got first exposed 2016. I was only 18 or 19 at the 2016. I think I was only 21 at the time, maybe 22.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pretty young with that. So that was cool. That was mine opening. Peter Gillette, Krim. I mean, you just talked about getting your mind blown. That was probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And then 2 years after that for 2018, and then we had that hiatus and then the one from last year. So that was pretty cool from, you know, just being in attendance and not knowing shit to, you know, learning from all these people, getting my mind blown, to then being around them and getting to talk with them was probably one of the coolest things. So, I mean, for all you guys that were tuning in online, it's a completely different ballgame. You got to be there in person. I mean, to truly experience how awesome it is. It's one thing just to sit there and absorb a lecture, you know, from your computer. It's another thing to actually go up and talk to the presenter and have a beer with him afterwards.
Actually, you know, I have given lecture for the ACSM, NSCA, A4M, all those people. And I'm going to tell you this. This is the most exciting I get, because people that come to this to lecture, they stay after the lecture and they discuss it with the viewers, with the presenter. Everybody gets together outside of that room. And it's also cool because Toto Kinakin put panels up, and there are different minds and brains sitting in that room that might not agree with what you did, or they make fun of you, or they say, oh, that doesn't work. This one works better. You can actually see where you get scientists or athletes or people that have experience and go through experiences to work together to do the same thing, make somebody better through different types of treatments, medical devices. It's incredible. Last year, Ken had three tracks, right? Was it nutrition?
Five.
Yeah. Ken, what was those five?
So tracks? The five tracks that we had was training, nutrition, treatment, rehabilitation, and also we did a track that I called it Just One Thing, which is kind of like a TED Talk. So what's the one most impactful thing that, you know, you can use on Monday morning from the presenter to the audience? We also had we have about four or five presentations on business, which was really important because everyone was coming out of COVID and, you know, how can you create networking and what are the different ways you can do that? This year in 2023, we're going to have four tracks.
This is the first time that people complain about a conference. Why? It was too much.
Yeah.
It never, there was not enough.
Well, it was just, everybody was so conflicted, like, because some people, speakers were going at the same time. It's like, which one do I go to? And then it's.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the toughest things that I had, is that I wanted to go see people while I was giving a talk. Shit, I need to wrap this up quick so I can hop in and listen to Eddie Cohen talk about deadlifting real quick. So, yeah, that was one of the coolest things, was like, you know, you almost get jealous because you have a talk, but then somebody else has a talk that you really want to see.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not enough of you to go around.
It's a quality problem.
Yeah. What is very cool also, at the end of the day, people don't go home, or people don't pack their bag. They all stay there. They all sit down. They have a good time. They talk. I mean, this past year, Brian and one of my good friends, Owen and Dylan, they were on bars and telling me stories. And then, you know, now you have access to an amazing amount of stores for those people that want to bring their wives, their kids.
Yeah,
you up got at Easton. Every single store that you can. Even the Gucci and all that crap, right? You can have, and then you have like 20 or 30, How many restaurants on
Easton? A
million.
I want to say over 50 restaurants in there.
But we were able to share a couple of really cool meals with really cool people, and again, just expand the conversations.
And you discover, you know, what is amazing is the how they get along. Even though here's this guy that scored 1,000, he's another guy that scored 1,000. They get together, they argue, but they come out to the same conclusion, which is impressive. I think you guys need to be there. I know that I'm mad I can't because he wants to offer that stupid video crap. And there's a lot of people out there, I did it. I see patients through the video, which I'm telling you is not the same. It's a baloney lie, but that's okay. And this year he's going to do it again, which I was
disappointed. Well, we're only going to do one stream.
This is news. Go ahead. I didn't know this. Go for it.
So what we did last year was we did online streaming. We had 5 streams at the same time, and we got the same complaint. Well, I want to see this person, and whatnot. So, and also on a technology standpoint, it's difficult to do 5 streams at the same time. So we're going to do one stream, and I talked to Dave Tate last night, and I said, what if we just do training? That's probably the biggest. That's the one that, you know, everyone wants to see with all the more famous people, if you want to call it that. And so there'll be one stream that will be online. And then if you want to see any of the other streams, you got to show up or you purchase the videos after. But the experience, the symposium actually happens in the hallway.
Yeah.
Because what it is, and it, you know, I said this for so many years and I was telling Eric that, but I didn't know what I meant when I said that. I just knew it. And in 2018, it finally hit me. It was actually when Kaz was talking to a good friend of mine about UFOs. And and so they're going back and forth in this conversation. And I went, that's the symposium. Like, I walked away, I listened to them for a couple minutes and walked away, came back half an hour. They're still going at it, you know, as far as going back and forth, you know, about other topics too. And so the presentations happen in the ballrooms. The symposium happens in the hallway. And because the way that the hotel is set up, the bar and the social area with literally, you know, dozens and dozens of chairs and couches and all that. So you have everyone just sort of hanging out and meeting and, you know, just having a great time. And of course, you know, alcohol is the great lubricant of information. And that way, you know what, you sit and chat and you get to meet these people authentically. You know, you've seen them on YouTube, you've seen them on TikTok and Instagram as far as their videos and everything else, but you get to meet the person. And it's like, wow, this is a lot different than what you portray online. Like, I mean,
I had a patient that called that area the candy store.
Yeah.
He said, I've seen all these people on TV, on YouTube, and surround. I sat there. I didn't speak to anybody. I just listened. It was just like there was information on the lecture, but then they start talking and they're exchanging ideas. And I'm like, oh, my God. And my patient was telling me, I couldn't believe it. Ed Cole in the same room. And then Matt winning right there, you know, and they're talking about squatting and deadlifting. It's just an incredible large amount of information.
Well, and what we also did is we put equipment actually in the hallway.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, when Brian Carroll's seminar was done, he went out and was showing people out in the hallway how to deadlift. You know, and I'm like, that's cool. Like, I mean, now you get cool, literally, like, and to hire some of these people, they're $300-$400 a month. You know, and you'll get, you know, some coaching on that, but not there and literally, you know, get them getting down on their knee and work. Well, you did that with, who did you treat? Was that Kaz?
Oh, yeah. I was treating Kaz toe. That's right.
Yeah. So you helped Kaz, you know, so all of a sudden Kaz is like, Dr. Serrano's on his knees helping me. And same thing with Dr. Lee fixing Ed Cohn's foot.
I want to say something brief about physicians. I met a lot of doctors in my lifetime. There's a few people I'm scared of. Dr. Di Pasquale, because his knowledge, which, by the way, I sent an invitation, so hopefully he will answer. And there's another guy, old guy named Dr. Leaf. Oh, my God. I don't want to say that I love him on the here, but I do, man, because every time he sees me, oh, Serrano, you're walking funny. Come over here. And he starts treating, and the amount of I'm scared of that guy dying. Because we're going to be prehistoric on science if that guy dies. I mean, the knowledge and the things that he can do with his hands and neuronautical knowledge. Even I asked Dylan, tell me something about Leaf.
That was probably one of the most, because I was with you, Ken, at that seminar. That was probably one of the coolest things I ever, you know, have been to and witnessed was there was a boy there that had a bit of an abnormal gait, so just had a problem walking. No one could figure out what it was. And we had run through this super in-depth history. And, I mean, we've talked about probably with this child's mom for about 20 minutes. And Leaf picked out the big thing within probably the first 10 seconds and just let us kept asking questions and just playing along in the game. And turns out this kid had actually kind of stunted his growth by originally learning Farsi and then switching over to English because he was struggling in school with English. So what he had him do is just count to 10 in Farsi while I was walking, and immediately
it changed everything.
It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I go, holy shit.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, stuff that you don't even think about just to ask, but that was one of the coolest things is like, you get to run into people like that where it's like, yeah, it's witchcraft. And it's like, even if you don't agree with somebody, you want to know why the hell it works. So I'm going to go and spend time with somebody and figure out how does this happen, or can they show me what they do? And now I want to do this. And now I'm a believer in what they do, and I'm going to start practicing what they do.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that you have evidence-based, and I'm very evidence-based. I got thousands of books. Eric's does. You, Brian, we're all looking
tens,
for the actual.
Tens of books, but yes. We're getting there. I'm still collecting.
Yeah. And so you have that evidence-based, which evidence keeps changing based on testing. So the technology will always dictate just how evidence we can pull, because if you can't measure it, it's very, very difficult to get any evidence on that. We also have experiential-based, which is, number one, what happens when you actually try it? Like, I mean, doing shit like this with this pulse magnetic field, the gamma, PMF, it's like, how does that work? I don't know. What I do know, I have my phone. I have no idea how this thing works. And to be quite honest, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it apart and wonder where this soldering and how does this signal, because if I phone Eric, the signal basically goes up to a tower, which goes to a friggin' satellite and then hits another tower downtown Columbus and then hits Eric's. It doesn't go side to side. That's a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
These aren't walkie-talkies, but I can also phone my brother in, Kelowna, British Columbia, and it'll be instantaneous. So how does that work? I don't know. So the difference is that we can use things that we don't know how it works, but it does work, and then continually do research and even get the guy who invented the thing and say, how does this work? Especially right now, Dr. Norm Shealy is 90 years old. So he's been in energy medicine for literally probably 60, 70 years. So, coming from neurosurgery to chronic pain to, all these other things that he's, utilized and worked. And this one is unbelievable. He created a mat. I actually have it. And what it does is that it lengthens your telomeres. So there's a lab in Vancouver, and that was part of the study, where you get your telomeres measured. And what a telomere is, that's the end piece of your DNA. And when it basically goes all the way down, it's utilized, pretty much you die. The DNA starts to unravel, correct?
Actually, the easiest way is like when you have your string on your shoes, the little
tip. The plastic,
The little plastic, that's a telomere. And once that telomere comes off or plastic comes off, that's what happens. So once that falls off on your shoe string, then your DNA cannot replicate or replicates abnormally. Or stops replicating, actually. Now, there are companies that offer, I want to say something about this, because there are companies that offer to measure your telomeres. Oh, we can see your telomeres. Remember, you have how many chromosomes? 46, right? How many chromosomes the human body have? So most of those labs only read one, and there's only one lab that reads all of them. So be aware of that. And
which lab is it? Can you remember?
I don't remember. The lady that has the patent that is actually my patient, which was explaining to me, she was making fun of all those telomere testing because they only measure one. Say, oh, how many chromosomes do you have? So you're telling me that one chromosome is equal to the, which they're not. And she blew my mind. And actually, I will like Toto Kinaki to interview her because it'd be interesting to see what she has to say about this. I also want to say, as the time goes on, Dylan has taught me a lot of things. Brian has taught me a lot of things. I'm hoping that this year, Brian's get to offer his his ice freaking submerging bull crap, and you get heat from his hot sauna out there. I think I'm hoping that when I talk to Brian this year, we can offer that to people that are coming from out of town. Say, hey, we want to spend 2 or 4 hours with Brian Peters, and you're gonna come. I'm going to offer the space, and Brian can put them out there.
Maybe So they'll come to your house here, and they'll use that giant...
You see the big boy sauna?
Or you can use the pond. You can jump on my pond, by the way, and freeze your ass off, and then come run about 200 meters and get on the sauna. I mean, I think that's even better. But, I mean, it will be up to Brian, of course. But I'm telling you, I think it's fun. I think it's...
Yeah,
it's an amazing group of people.
It's the experience is what you get. We talk about the hallways, and then just me as a first timer. You find like I'm new to the PT world, anyways. In that world, but what you saw across all the rooms, because I kind of touched each one. And I love the panels, but it's people that are on the edge. Everybody's not just research based. You insert this experience factor that everybody's kind of pushing the boundaries and trying and bringing back all the information and sharing it just freely. And I thought that was the coolest environment for me as somebody that's very eager to learn, particularly in the PT world where I learned from you guys and Dill and everybody, where it's just like everybody was super open. And then you see people, then I would just stand there and watch people. Like I watch you work on a million people, that the dolphins were going and all over the place. And then just sat and listened to Matt Winning for talk on some like shoulder stuff for a while. And it's just like everything. And then talk to Owen until 2 a.m. It's just like,
when you go to the Swiss, leave your ego at home, because there's like 10 people that know more than you do. You go in there, you think you know something. Oh, shit, what? And you say, let me sit here. And then, I didn't know that. Oh, crap, I didn't know that. And so I'm telling you, if you want to learn, this is like a PhD in 2 days. This is amazing.
And the panels were probably the coolest thing to watch, just because you go and see somebody speak for an hour plus, some people much longer in that realm. And some brilliant words, like words and tactics show up. And then you sit them on a panel with other people who have spent their entire life doing the same thing, and to hear some of the combative nature and where they're rooted. And then again, I think you mentioned earlier where they'll come to some relative compromise. Yes. We're like, okay, yeah, that's true. And then some things we don't know. Just to see a professional, for me, I do it with coaches where like, if they say, hey, you know, I don't know, we'll figure it out kind of deal. Or like, we still don't know this. Like that's a sign of like a true leader and a true like person that actually cares and leads with their heart. And obviously everybody there has big brains. I'm not worried about that, but
We have a rehab panel, so we had everyone do sort of an assessment and also a rehab exercise on me and inflict pain. And then the treatment panel is the same way. You know, I had a neurological issue on my right hand side, that the side of my face went numb, and I had a nerve issue going down the arm. So they're all working from different perspectives, like let's try this, and continually trying to unlock that whole area. And so people see in real time what everyone is doing. And the funniest part is that, so someone has, oh, I think I'm going to do this, because no one knows what the other person is going to do. And then a presenter goes up and does exactly what you want to do, and you're like, oh, shit. So they got to come up with something else. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that happened to Kavanaugh. Yes, you know, him and Paul Gagné, they were like, yeah, I'll do breathing. And so Kavanaugh was going to do eyes. And all of a sudden, Paul went into, okay, now Ken, look at it. And that took Kavanaugh's. So he had to do something different.
I'm telling you, when you guys want to have a good time,
it is fun.
Go and learn, have a good time, meet people, start developing your own like social media, whatever. This is a place to go.
I mean, and so I talked to Dave Tate, and what we're going to do is we're going to try and keep the price just because of inflation and people, you know, not having a lot of money right now as far as with work. So I think the early bird price is going to be $439. And most, how much are the seminars you're going to? And some of them are online.
Yeah, we were just talking about this. I think I just paid about $3,000 for one of my seminars. And the next
and it's
one,
online.
Yeah, and it's yeah, online. And I only got a few days in person. And my next one is supposed to be around $15,000.
Which one's $15,000?
Oh, dude, don't even get me started.
I mean, it's going to be good. I just did Douglas Heels level 1 and level 2, and that was $3,800 combined. Yeah.
Well, online or live?
No, live here. He was over at JL's, the spot.
Okay.
He was here.
Yeah, really. Ooh, Douglas Heel?
Yeah.
Oh, Douglas Heel. Okay.
Yeah, he's an electric factory. He's fun to listen to.
wait a second. I have an extensive library, right? And I had to read. Next week, I'm going to go see a friend of mine. His name in 2 weeks, Bart Ballon. I think he's the best doctor in the world. I know this is another subject.
Say the name one more time.
Bart Ballon, B-E-L-L-O-N, Bart. And I think he's the best trainer, doctor in the world, and a genius when it comes to e-collars, actually. He has a bunch of patents. And this guy is sending me freaking homework.
Oh, this is for dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
E-collar. I was like,
yeah. And I'm angry here. This man is making me read bullshit books, I think, and then the code and this and that. I'm like, oh my God. I read two of the books that he sent already. Thank you, Lord. And a third one, and he's making me watch movies that I'm thinking, and it's all about psychology crap. You know, how to deal with not only a human being, but how to deal with the dogs, which is impressive. And I'm going to go spend 5 days at the university. I'm looking forward to that. So I'm kind of excited. Here, Ken came to that and told me, oh, we're doing the Swiss, which, by the way, what days are they?
October 20th, 21st in Columbus, Ohio. In
Columbus, Ohio. So I want to tell you guys, be there, because I think of all the conferences that I go or teach or whatever, to go listen, this is the number one conference, sports medicine conference by far.
Thanks. Easily. Well, it's not just sports medicine.
That's everything.
Like, we got nutrition. We got guys. Well, we got, I was at the Arnold's and talking to Jimmy Kolb. And Jimmy Kolb, just 2 weeks ago, I was just talking to him, and he bench pressed 1,350 pounds. So in the summer, his goal is to bench 1,400 in a bench. And people are like, oh, is he wearing gear? Yeah, he's wearing gear. Like, but who cares?
I don't care.
Well.
That's impressive.
Wait a second. I did not believe that guy when Dave sent me the video. I do not remember what the weight was. And he was only wearing his...
Oh, a slingshot.
Yeah, the slingshot.
It was 820 pounds.
I mean, 17 reps. I usually watch it. Doesn't touch the chest. This dude was grab the weight, lower it slowly... Put it up, lower it, touch your chest.
What's his measurables? Oh. Height and weight.
Oh, I think he's over 300, and he's shorter than me, so he's probably about 5'6".
Okay. He's 5'6 tall, he's 5'6 wide.
Yeah. Okay. He's got shorter arms, so he's built for bench pressing. Yeah. So I'm talking to Jimmy, and I said, listen, you know, I'm really impressed with you, and just even the small little clips, like this is how you wrap your wrists and everything. So I said, Jimmy, I'd like for you to, you know, come to Swiss and present. You know, we have this one stream, 15 minutes, and I think it would be really great. And he goes, what do you think I should present on? I went, Bench press, perhaps?
And he goes, carry the two. Yeah, we'll do bench press.
Yeah. And he goes, I can do that. I went, yeah, absolutely. Hey. So he's coming. Laura, we talked to Laura Phelps. So explain Laura Phelps.
So Ben, can't tell me, this girl is really strong. And I was thinking, man, I have a little patient. You know, she's 135, 148 when she was competing. How much can she squat? I said, Ken, she can squat more than I can. She can bench more than I can. The only thing she couldn't do was deadlift more than I can. How much can she bench? We looked it up. Was 450?
450. She squatted 775.
I'm 148.
Yeah, 148.
Yeah. I'm like, so I called Laura. She's my patient. I said, Laura, come on. Will you present? And she said, I would love to.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm not competing anymore, Eric. I'm not that strong anymore. I go, you're not strong anymore. How much are you benching? Well, a few days ago, 225, we changed. I can only do 2 repetitions. And I said, oh, okay, only 2 repetitions. How much can you squat? Ah, I'm not squatting heavy anymore. How much? 425 for like 3 or 4. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So, you know, that's crazy. But
she's $130 right now.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what you're going
to
say?
Yeah, we're there for her brain, yeah.
It's just it's such a cool event to be at, not only for the presenters, but the people in the crowd.
Yeah.
You don't realize how smart the people next to you are.
Yes.
I mean, we had the coaches from UNC out there with Eric and Jonas. I mean, you've got high-level Division I strength coaches for some of the top programs in the country, and they're sitting right next to you. You have no idea unless you sat to, like, just strike up a conversation. Yes. So that's the big thing is when I was there, my first ever one in 2016, I was nervous to say anything to anybody. I sat there because I was like, I'm probably the dumbest person in this room. And we had, so my favorite, I tell this story about every time we go up. So my first Swiss, we had just, I had gotten, I hit a deer going through the mountains because I was coming back from school because I had to go pick up Justin Kavanaugh.
Oh, geez.
To then go up to Canada, right? So I'm driving from West Virginia to Virginia, hit a deer in the mountains in the middle of Maryland at 3 in the morning. We're supposed to leave Virginia at 8 a.m. So I'm stranded. I had someone come pick me up at, we finally got back to Virginia at 6 a.m. I got dropped off at the gym. I slept for an hour at Kavanaugh's gym. And then we went and picked up a rental car, and he goes, "You're driving." I'm like, "Great, it's the one thing I want to hear."
Yeah.
So we're driving. We finally get all the way in. And I mean, it's a long ass drive from DC up to Mississauga. And I'm exhausted. So we get in the next day, and I'm like, "I'm dying. I need some caffeine or something." I couldn't find a coffee shop, but there's a Red Bull in the hotel. So I'm going to have a Red Bull, right? And then I think I went to Paul Cech's talk, and I'm sitting there and I'm having a Red Bull, and he just goes on this tangent. He was like, "If you're drinking a Red Bull, you're an asshole." Like, yeah. And so what I do is I take my Red Bull, I lean around my seat, and I chug it real quick, and I put it under someone else's seat. But it was just, but it was just such a cool, like such a cool thing. And then the person that I ended up putting next to you was a professor, had a PhD.
Oh my God.
And then that's how we just struck up a conversation with that. But it was just such a cool thing with what he did. I think he was in neuromechanics. Like, and
oh, that's your friend.
You know what? When I was there this year, I had two MDs that came to talk to me, and I said, "What do you guys ask me this?" They asked me two great questions. I said, "Dr. Serrano," and they called me Dr. Serrano. I said, "You guys, don't call me Eric. We were scared to ask a question because we wouldn't want to look stupid." And I said, "No, those were great questions." And I said, "We looked it out and we listened to the conversation and we're like, damn, I didn't know that." And I'm like, "I didn't know that either." And they're telling me we were scared to ask a question because we're going to look like two morons out there. I said, "Hey."
Well, the cool part is that you have so many presenters talking to each other. And so you'll have, you know, Eddie Cohn talking to you, and then Dave Tate walks up, and, you know, and you as an attendee can just walk up and listen, and, you know, if you're smart, you won't say anything. Because you're going to learn so much from them. Now, you can ask for a clarification and everything else, but just the synergy of all these different guys talking, and that's what I've seen time and time again. Books have been written due to that, and John Berardi, that's where Precision Nutrition came. They all met, you know the people that put that company together at Swiss, and same thing with Chris and Ann Frederick. They met Ed McNeely, so they created the fascial stretch therapy. So Ed was the acquisition editor for Human Kinetics at the time. And he's listening to Chris and Ann. He went, "Do you guys want to do a book?" And they went, "Yeah." He says, "Okay." So they came out with the book. And I went, "Holy smoke." So you never know who's sitting beside you. And these people could literally change your life. Like, I mean, the amount of people that have gotten married, you know, they meet their loved one there. You know, I'm still working on it, but yeah.
This year, actually, Ken sent me a letter that one of the attendees was on it. Yeah. It was a 3-page letter, but it was so sincere. I don't know what you guys ended up doing with this kid.
They posted it online, but this is one of Justin's friends, Nick.
Oh, yeah, Nick.
Yeah, so he wrote this incredible letter.
Hey, Nick, I'm going to put pressure on Kinak, and I see just because you wrote that letter, you should come free next year.
You know what? We're going to do that. It's done. That's a good idea.
I mean, if you want to come back, I think I read that letter.
Yeah.
That was not only from the heart, that was impressive.
That was cool. But what was even cooler is that NSCA has like special interest groups, so we call them SIGs. And I was looking at one, and I think it was for rugby. Ashley Jones is like a contributor for Elite.
Okay.
He posted Nick's article in that thing.
Oh, he did?
Oh, no way. And I go, no shit. And then he went on to go talk about Elite FT, or not only Elite, but Swiss as well. And he was like, "Man, I need to be there for the next one." And I mean, so Ash is a legend in the world of strength conditioning for rugby. He's like one of the originals. He's one of the best out there. He's consulted all over the world. I mean, and you've got this guy who's, you know, reposting this article, Nick's article, and just saying, like, you know, the amount of people and the intelligence in this room, it's everyone should go to this thing.
Yeah. It's and just the humbleness. Like, I mean, the one thing is that, you know, everyone pretty much leaves their ego at the door. Yeah. You know, they're there to learn. They're basically sharing and everything else. And it's definitely the wrong place to try and be, you know, arrogant. If you're benching 400 and you think you're all that, and all of a sudden around the corner, Kazmaier walks in, you know, it's like, you know, or you think you're really, really smart with low back, and then Stu McGill comes around the corner. It's just at a different level. And when you meet these people, like Kaz is so, so humble. He's talking to everyone. Same thing with Stu. Yes. Like, I mean, they're really, really good. You know, if you have great questions and ideas, and they'll sit and talk to you, you know, as long as you want. And you'll get so, so much out of that. I can't say enough, you know, as far as, you know, doing this for, and you've been there since pretty much the beginning, and you and Matt Nichol and Mauro was there, you know, he's the first keynote speaker. So this one is going to be really, really special, because, I mean, the amount of people that are coming that I just met with Chef Rush, who was the chef for the president. Hmm. So I talked to him a couple hours ago at the Arnold's, and he says, yeah, I'll definitely present. And he is motivational. Holy shit. I said, well, what are you going to – he says, not a problem. Can I talk to everyone? Because he's in the military, and, you know, he's done a lot. He's gotten some awards for the military. But just as far as his commitment and his focus and just everything. He's just a wonderful human being. Probably the biggest giant friggin' arms on the planet, is really cool. Like, he's super smart, and he does 2,222 push-ups every day.
How many push-ups?
2,222.
No freaking way.
Is that what he started in the White House?
No, it's for, because he's doing that for the amount of veterans, 222 veterans commit suicide a day.
But he's doing 2,000.
2,222. He's not making shit up. And if, when you look at him, it's like, yeah, he's doing it. Something's happening. He's a man of integrity. He's super nice, very humble. And I said, you know, Chef, I said, you know, he's going to talk about food. And I said, can you talk about how to make it taste good? Because you have the bodybuilders. It's chicken and rice. And he says, it can be so, so much more. You don't need to put all the other crap on. He says, I know how to make it flavorful and also impactful. He says, food is about everything. And that's why he's a chef. But also, it changes your life. So I'm like, it's extremely motivational. And Rick Collins was standing right there. He introduced me to him. And he said, I've heard him present before. And he says, it's powerful. So
it's kind of funny, we're talking about food. In one of the podcasts we did in the past, he asked me about the superoxide dismutase. And I didn't know the website. And I promised one of the guys that emailed me that I would give you that website. And actually, not only I'm going to give you the website, I talked to the company because I was talking about them. I said, listen, can you give me a discount? And the company is for superoxide dismutase, CellV8. CellEV8, and they give me a discount code called FIT23, FIT23, and they give you 15-20% off if you go to the website and you put that code. They give you some discount. I know.
I'll throw that in the show notes.
I had three people ask me about it, so I'm glad you remind me because I forgot about that.
So with SOD, what would you use it for? Like,
actually, SOD is one of the most important enzymes. I'm going to call it an enzyme because it does many things. It's a copper carrier enzyme. And actually, it's one of the most important enzymes specifically for the mitochondria, to protect it, to clean things out. Actually, every organ requires SOD. Now, the delivery system to deliver this, it was very hard to do it because the body tends to digest the enzymes. So this company, CellV8, came out with a bitter melon or watermelon type of carrier that makes sure that your levels go way up. And actually, we're doing research, and we have been providing it to some MS patients, ALS, which is a deadly disease, because the company said, hey, we have a great product. We want to see what happens. So we're waiting for the results. I know that the company doesn't – I don't make any money, guys, by the way. I'm just telling you because I've seen some awesome results with that at the office. Especially, I have a kid that has a weird disease. It's called R1, and it's a genetic disease. This kid was completely flabby from the hips down. We started on superoxide dismutase. This kid is actually pushing a tricycle, and he couldn't do that. I have videos. I And actually, I was going to present stuff like that. So I wanted to announce that when I want to present, but Ken Chen, you're ready. I want to present wow treatments or treatments that you were not aware about that can make actually a difference, because this machine that he brought today, I was like, hey, this is a wow moment. I want to have a wow treatment.
Well, why don't we do two presentations then? You do two?
The last time he killed me.
That's a lot of editing on my part for the slideshows for him.
Yes. Oh, that was a mess this year. But
yeah. That was not good.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Send it to me this way, send it to me that way.
I had to get one of these SD cards and upload it through
That's right. Yeah.
You had it on your iPad. We couldn't get it off your iPad.
We had it on the computer, and then Brian had to come and take it out somewhere and put it in.
Yeah, I have this like multi-bit thing for the computer. But, I had some of my military guys, they're going to use this Elevate product for altitude because they're going.
Yes. Oh, so tell them to use that code FIT. What did I say?
FIT23.
So call them or text them. Yeah. I don't know how you do
it. Elevate. I'll have it in the show notes, and then we'll have. I don't think we need to ask, but where can everybody sign up for the Swiss this year? Swiss 2023.
What you can do is you can go to EliteFTS 2023. No, EliteFTS Swiss SWIS2023.com. And I put in basically just a sign up where you put your name and email address, and that will put you on the email list where once we release the pricing, there'll be special deals that you'll be able to get. I'm going to be doing podcasts, talking to some of the different presenters. What are they going to be talking about? Just really trying to educate people as much as possible. Before we actually even get there, like how can you get the most out of a seminar? Because a lot of people are scared.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, to approach anyone or anything else. So this year I want to do two things. One is to actually have what I call wingers. And what that is that some of the staff, if you want to say they want to meet
swingers.
Wingers.
Wingers. Okay.
No, you're thinking of your stuff. So what I'd like to do is, you know, because everyone is intimidated by some of these people, and especially if you're really, really shy, which a lot of people are, is that you can go to one of the staff and they will come up and introduce you. So if Eric is standing there.
That is an amazing idea. Yeah.
So if Eric is standing there and maybe he's talking to, you know, Dr. Leaf or anything else, and they would like to get a picture, or, you know, if Juju Mufu was there, and, you know, or Kaz or Cone, and, you know, they're super nice, but, you know, you've seen them and there's always that weirdness as far as how do you break into that. But if you have a staff member says, you know what, I'd like to, you know, get a picture with that person, not a problem. Come on, take your hand. Come on over. They'll introduce you to them. Says, hey, Bob here would like ask you a question. Can they get a picture too? Absolutely. So it just breaks it.
Yeah, facilitators.
Apart.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Actually, I like that one. Facilitator.
Lightning rods. Yeah.
Yeah. It's better than a winger.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
So I'm actually going to write that down. So facilitator.
People have a camera with them too?
Yeah.
Facilitators. Oh, wow. Connectors.
Facilitator. Excuse me.
Facilitator.
No, that's awesome.
That's a great. I never ever seen that on a conference.
I just made that up.
They're going to open the doors. That's awesome.
That's really all cool. It is. Just opening doors. You get to meet them, you know, and you realize that, you know, because a lot of times we put people up on pedestals, and especially if you're shy, which a lot of people are, and they don't know how to approach, especially when you have two or three of the presenters. Standing there, it's like, oh shit, you know, how do you break into that? Like, hey, can I get a picture? You know, and especially with three of them, like, holy smoke.
I also want to say something. There was a kid, and I'm so sorry I forgot your name. There's a kid that approached me. He's from San Luis or Missouri. I can't remember what it was. And he asked me to spend a week with me at my office. And I promised this kid that he can do it. But I move and I lost all the emails. I didn't have internet for until like 2 days ago.
Still have shoddy internet.
I don't have internet. We have a TV. Woohoo! But it still doesn't work that well because the internet doesn't work. But I mean, I am so sorry. If you're listening to me, please email me back again and I will give you that week again.
That would be great.
Awesome.
That'll be great.
And then you still have your internship plan up, right? Where people can sign up for that.
I had Ali Gilbert, which is a, I got to talk about Ali Gilbert. Ali Gilbert has more energy than a freaking hummingbird. Oh my God, not only she's funny, she's pretty, she's full of energy. She makes your life feel better because she's so, I mean, she came to the house, cooked for us, you know, things that they don't know about her. She has some kind of chimpanzee, what is it called, the gorilla? What is it called, the gorilla?
No, that's Charlie.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, but.
No, I'm just kidding.
But she has some kind of conference call. Yeah.
I think it's gorilla something, yeah.
It's gorilla, a gorilla symposium.
Oh, nice.
And I think it's every year, but I think Kenny's going to ask her to present, or I don't know what Kenny's going to do with her.
She said she was coming back in May or something like that, too. Yeah. I think I'm going to try and get her on the podcast. We already messaged a little bit. Yeah, so, she's awesome.
And I think she's a great presenter, lots of energy, and, oh, she will talk to a rat in the middle of the desert and make the rat do push-ups right there. So, I mean, it's pretty impressive that
She talks about some awesome stuff too, yes, like men's hormones.
And, yes, and actually, like, one of her lectures is how to get boners. Or something. Remember that we were discussing again? How to get boners. At my age, I don't care anymore. But you know, that's why he's going to talk. She might talk about
it's
that.
It's only Mezzi prescribes.
Too much information.
Oh man! Well, boys, phenomenal podcast. Anything else want to rip it up about?
Dylan, you have anything to add?
Make sure to sign up quick. That was one of the things from last year was that hotel blocks went very quick.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's
so it was packed. You don't want to end up at the hotel that's on the other side because it's a pain in the ass to walk all the way through Easton because it's a big place, which makes it awesome because there's lots of cool restaurants, lots of cool things to do around there. But you want to be at where the hotel is.
Yeah, you don't want to leave the hotel. Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
You don't want to, don't you?
I mean, the party does not stop. I think the first night I was there, I didn't leave till about 2, and I was presenting next afternoon.
I didn't leave till 4.
Yeah, and the next night, I think I ended up just staying there because I stopped drinking around 5.
They were calling me.
Yeah, they kicked us out of the hotel
Ryan
lobby.
Texted me, are you here? I said, dude, I'm home in bed. Shit, no way. Where are you? Oh, we're in a bar picking up people. Well, I guess, good.
We ended up in a hotel room distributing an IV.
Yeah, we had to give someone. We had to give someone an IV because they were just so hungover. It was one of those.
Right. We won't.
That is the only conference that you get sick or drunk.
Or everybody can take care of you.
There to save your ass. I give you staff. IVs. That is what do you think?
So,
about that?
So explain what you're going to do for your presentation. Okay. So I asked Eric, and this is one of the most powerful things is to really understand what a vitamin mineral. Nutrient IV drip is. Eric.
So Ken asked like me that. To at least have a couple
Two
of
people.
People, a couple of people that will get IVs for different reasons or the
on
same
stage.
Reason on stage. I'm going to ask one of my nurses and actually Dylan's wife, Jessica, to start the IVs. And I'm going to see, we're going to elect or present or ask who can we use or actually,
we'll do that before because we have to do some screening on that. And also we can see if they have blood work so you can make proper, like this is why we're doing this for this.
Okay,
so you
let's put up, ask, hey, send us your blood test, send us something that we can look at it. Are you willing to get an IV treatment? That would be amazing. I prefer to do that.
And two different problems. So probably one will be chronic pain, one will be depression.
Yeah,
anxiety.
And actually,
maybe you can pull it out of the early bird special signups.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Actually, also, I want to say congratulations to Dylan today. Mm. The Arnold Schwarzenegger class is going on today. Mr. Chiropractor here on his side.
Trainer.
In his multiple scenes that he does, he's training fighters. And he went 3-0 tonight at the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Golf clap.
So that was pretty impressive.
Happy. I've been getting text messages from my guys right now.
Who won?
They're asking to come to the bar.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah.
they're asking if I'm at the casino right now. And they said, okay, we just bought a table in downtown. I'm in the clubs and they're asking me where I'm at right now. I said, no, we're ripping a podcast and I'm going to bed. Boom. past that stage right now. But no, super happy for my guys. So lots more to come for them.
Well, thank you,
everybody. Thank you for tuning in again. Check out the YouTube for the whole initial portion. And what was the name of the machine? One more time, the Sealy. How do you say the machine's name again?
Sealy. So it's we'll put it in the show notes. Cool.
Yep, everything will be.
So it's Sealy, and we'll put it in the show notes and all that.
All the links
and it's it's not cheap. I think it's about $1,500.
By the way, Tokinaki doesn't make any money, any of this stuff. He doesn't buy or sell.
I'm going to see if I can figure out how to do that.
That's how they
become an affiliate.
Link.
Yeah, but we also mentioned it really quick, but your magnets, can people get those online?
Yeah, can you?
Because I've it's improved my range of motion, not as dramatically as the gamma stuff. I can't remember what we got.
It's a pretty cool witchcraft.
Yeah, this is a multipolar magnet, different than your fridge magnet. I've played around with fridge magnets, so I've had these custom made, and so it's got north and south poles on it, and it goes, you know, interactive. So I don't know what's metal on here. This is all plastic. Yeah, this is all plastic.
I thought it was metal.
They got some piece of shit equipment here.
I could have sworn that was metal.
Who knows?
Yeah. But anyways, they look like just normal magnets for your refrigerator, and
it changes. Like, I mean, it's freaky.
Opens up my shoulder like a door. I don't know another analogy.
Yeah.
No, but very cool. So those will be linked in the show notes as well, and we'll do the pressure pads too, just because we mentioned a bunch of stuff, and then everything for the Swiss will be on there, and then also the Cellevate. So thank you for joining in. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Bye bye.